you can see now. And me too, because it's very small in my screen. The region has 33 countries and 13 territories. It's enormous diversity in size, population, economic, social, cultural, and political development. It's predominantly urban populations now, with a low population growth rate in this moment, a life expectancy between 63 to 8 years, over 7 years for 75% of the countries. The Human Development Index is over 0.7 for 75% of the country, but you have IT has only 0.471 Human Development Index. Access to potable water is over 8%. And access to internet, the median is about 44%. The human participation in national legislature is low in all the country, except for Cuba, that have much more women participation. GDP per capita is between $2 a day to $63 a day. I don't know about the epidemiological profile because Mauricio is talking more about that. But how are, which are the conditions to do epidemiological research in our region now? We have few opportunities to train our researchers. We have only 18 countries, one of the territory offers master degrees, and only Brazil accounts for 7% of the PhD programs in public health and epidemiology in the continent. 15 countries offer the field epidemiology training program with CDC in all the regions. The scientific associations. We have 11 active national associations of epidemiology or public health. The two oldest were founded in the 40s in Mexico and Puerto Rico, and the others were founded after the 70s, recent associations. More recently, was created the Ibero-American Alliance for Epidemiology and Public Health, joined the associations from Argentina, Brazil, Colombia, Chile, Mexico, Portugal, and Spain. And we have in the IEA only 282 members. Please become a member to IEA too. And 56 members are from Brazil. The National Congress. Only four of our countries has national congresses in epidemiology or public health in the region. Chile, Cuba, Argentina, and Brazil. And the international congresses held in the region, Nancy mentioned, the second World Congress is in Colombia, the eighth World Congress was held in Puerto Rico in 1977. The 18th was held in Brazil in 2008, and we held to the first Ibero-American Congress of Epidemiology in Brazil in 1995, and the first Latin American Congress of Epidemiology in Brazil in 1995, and the second was held in Colombia in 2013. The scientific journals. You have 37 scientific journals, of which 6 are specifically dedicated to epidemiology. Only four of these journals are indexed in the ISI database. Well, you can find the articles using the Web of Science. And 15 journals are indexed in Scopus database, 19 in Cielo, it's a database created in Brazil for all the continent, and 12 journals are indexed in Redalic, another kind of network in Latin America, and 30 journals are indexed by Latinx. Only 4 journals have integral version in English. It's a problem to link our production with the North America, for example, production. And some countries in Caribbean area that have the English as the main language. 4 journals has important H indexes, has an impact important in the area, 2 impact factor above the median of the whole area of public health. It's very important to the production of epidemiological research to have access to qualified scientific literature. It's very difficult in our region because of the costs. It's then I put in this slide the access to the free access we have in all of the countries. Other research very important to epidemiological research is the health information systems. You depend in data, no? In our empirical work. The update records of vital events or of good or regular quality exist in the region, the epidemiological surveillance systems too. Some of the countries have hospital or population registries of congenital malformations or cancer. Some of the country has health national surveys, but most of the country has problems with access to data. Some of the countries took this data as a national property and they don't it's not easy to use to research. And there are issues in coverage and quality too. The funding for the research activities is low. It's in all the countries, you have some figures there. And this is the production, the number of articles from Latin America and Caribbean region. In the red line, you have the production in Web of Science by topic. And the other line is only for articles published in epidemiological journals, classified as epidemiological, okay? Then the difference is because the way you register this production. There is, Brazil has the most of the production epidemiology in the region, then Mexico and now Argentina has a growing production. And other countries that have a more important production. This is the topics that epidemiology for most of the articles, transmissible diseases, chronic diseases, prognosis and diagnosis studies, and so on. These are the methods using the most of the research, descriptive epidemiology surveys, review and meta-analysis, and so on. And I can take some moments to emphasize the perspectives you have. I think it's need to maximize the research through scientific cooperation among regional countries, American countries, and other regions countries. The underlining will be the working public health in our regions, the opportunities to broaden contact in international scientific meetings like that, and training opportunities to younger researchers through foreign PhD and postdoctoral programs. And I put here, to finalize my presentation, the potential collaborative agenda. I suppose you can work with. One topic is the history of epidemiology on the American continent, bringing together information about not only epidemiological profiles over time and the intervention adopted, but also the contributions of the region's researchers to the discipline. Comparative studies between the epidemiological profile of the region's countries, collaborative studies about the health problems common to different countries, the comparative studies of determinants and social inequalities in health within and outside the region, evaluative studies of the impact of interventions promoted by the national health systems in the region, and finally the theoretical and methodological developments. Thank you for your attention.